I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1486, Blessed Boundaries. Listen, friends, boundaries are not burdens that you impose on other people. They're actually blessings for you and other people. Boundaries define who you are and who you're not, what is allowed and what's not allowed. Your skin, for example, is a boundary. Aren't you grateful? How awful would it be if you didn't have skin? Think of all the things that would be allowed into your body that would cause pain and disease and death. Your skin is a boundary. And therefore, when there's a cut, when there's an opening in that boundary, you have to treat it carefully because you can't let anything in or trouble might ensue. You know, being a doormat for Jesus is not loving to yourself or to other people. So today I want to talk about blessed boundaries. As you know, the podcast is about the two great commandments, to love God and to love others. Oftentimes we confuse love with just letting people do whatever they want. We don't want to set up anything that might offend them or that might cause them to not like us or that might cause them to question us or make them feel uncomfortable. And so our boundaries tend to go away. And in the long run, it's not loving, it's not healthy, and it only causes greater problems. So let me give you the 40,000-foot view for just a moment. Here are four general, well-known principles when it comes to boundaries. And they are love, truth, freedom, and consequences. So you can remember that. Love, truth, freedom, and consequences. It goes like this. You always begin with love. T2G is always at the very forefront of all we do. You're not against them, but you are for you, and you want to protect what's best for you and for them. So you begin with love. And then truth. You do have some rules and requirements and expectations. There is a line. If there's no line that they can't cross, then you can't blame them when they cross it. Ask any parent. You have to have some boundaries for your children, for their own sake, as well as for yours. And everyone needs to know what those boundaries are. So don't get mad, get clear about your boundaries. So love, truth, and then third, freedom. The other person can choose to respect your boundaries or they can reject them. You can't force someone to do the right thing concerning you. But that leads to number four, love, truth, freedom, and consequences. If he or she chooses to reject or ignore your boundaries, then there are consequences that will happen. You need to make that known, and you need to stick to your guns. For example, if you continue this offensive behavior, I will leave the room. If you continue to ignore my texts, my calls, my emails, I'm just going to assume you're not interested. If you keep doing X, then I'm going to do Y. No, I won't lend you any more money because you haven't paid me back in the past. You get the idea. You see, when boundaries are missing, love can't be healthy, and it's not really very visible. There's verbal domination instead, unrealistic expectations. Other people begin defining you and directing your life. And you give in for the sake of peace, but you stay bitter on the inside. Or there's over-enmeshment. You get the idea. So here's the great question. What relationship in your life could use more healthy boundaries right now? And are you willing to go there? Let's pray. Lord, we do want to develop and communicate and maintain good, healthy boundaries in our lives. So give us insight and courage. Help us to recognize how important they are and then the courage to see them through. Help us to set boundaries that are acts of love and respect for ourselves and the other people. Guide us to identify where we need to put those limits to protect ourselves. Grant us the words and wisdom to communicate our boundaries with clarity and compassion, knowing that as we do so, we can't control their response. Help our boundaries to be a source of strength and ultimately create space for growth and understanding and mutual respect in all of our relationships. May we find the balance between compassion and firmness. Fill us with the courage to let go of any guilt or shame that we have associated with setting boundaries, knowing that they're essential toward a healthy life. Lord, shine your light on the way as we cultivate a life grounded in love, respect, and the sacred art of maintaining healthy boundaries. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1487. In the meantime, A boundary is just a demarcation of where you end and the other person begins. It's the line or limit over which you will not allow anyone to cross without some consequences. It respects your physical and emotional needs as you try to respect theirs. So, podcast family, one of the best ways to love is to have blessed boundaries.